with Hempfield head coach Aaron Epps. Big win today. Congratulations, first off, on the victory. And came out to a very strong first half. Talk about that.
Just the first half, that was the best first half we played all year. And honestly, in a playoff game, that was the best half of basketball that I've ever been a part of in coaching, you know, for years as an assistant and head. We were just so focused, and our girls wanted it so bad. And they were just not nervous. They just, you know, they were like that in the practices leading up to the game. I couldn't be more happy than what I was with that first half.
Outside a very jubilant Hempfield locker room, some folks might be able to hear the celebration in the background. But now last year, Upper St. Clair was able to knock off Hempfield in an upset. This time the shoe was on the other foot.
Yeah.
How much of that was motivation coming into tonight's game?
Well, it was weird because when we got the draw, when we got the draw of Upper St. Clair, I was nervous. And it wasn't because I didn't want to play them. It was because of mentally, like, they beaten them 2 years, because the year before they beat them too. And so it's like playing them three times, would my girls be nervous? Would they wanted them. You know what I mean? I mean, they wanted to get back at them. And fortunately for me, we got them. But Upper St. Clair is a great basketball team. And kudos to them for a great year. But tonight, our girls, you know, they performed well. And so I'm happy.
Lexi Irwin had a big game, really consistent from the first half, second half, lights out from beyond the arc. What led to her big night?
Well, Lex Irwin, we call her Big Game Lex. I mean, it don't matter. The better teams, she plays. I don't even worry about Lex Irwin. She's one girl that I don't worry about whether she's going to have a good game in big games. She's just that type of kid. She wants the ball. She wants to shoot it. She wants to make big shots. And tonight, she did it.
Absolutely. Certainly made some big shots tonight. Leah Kisner also had a big game, 16 points. Obviously, a lot of focus is going to be on Monica Burns. How were you able to succeed? How was your team able to succeed with all the focus, I'm sure, defensively on Monica Burns?
Well, see, for us, since I've been at Hempfield, we've seen every defense in the world for Monica. And so we're so used to seeing box and ones, triangle and twos, just run two girls at her. We had a triangle and two this year where they put literally two girls on Monica. So we were already we're always prepared for that. And we're so used to it that our girls know what to do. And Leah Kisner's a big-time player. I mean, she's an all-section, you know, player. So our girls are very confident. And sometimes that hurts us. It helps us because they think they're better than they are, I always tell them. It helps us, but it also hurts us sometimes because we take some bad shots. But I'm willing to live with it. So,
now looking ahead, you'll play the winner of Bethel Park and Seneca Valley. I don't know if you've heard who's won that game or not, but if it's to be Bethel, you've played them once earlier this year. But regardless of who the opponent is, what's your outlook in the quarterfinals?
I'll be honest with you. Everybody is so good. When you don't get this far unless you're playing a good team. I going into the playoffs, I don't care who we play. You know what I mean? It's not because I think we're better than everyone. It's so wide open this year. Bethel, in my opinion, John Burt might be the best coach in a Whipple, period, any classification. And so for me, for us as a team, playing her teams is always going to be a challenge. But we're familiar with them. We played them this year. We played them a lot in the summer. John is actually one of my good friends, so she's familiar with me, and our teams are familiar with each other. So it should, if that's who we play, it'll be a good game. And I've also know Rob from Seneca, who's a very good coach, and obviously he's in my mother's section at Butler. So we're familiar with both teams, but it's going to be a war. So
it's Coach Aaron Epps of the Hempfield Spartans. Congratulations. Good luck to your team next round.
Thank you very much.